It's what a privilege that we can gather together and worship God together. And especially, I'm surprised we can sing joyful, right? Even not the Christmas time. So there's a great song that we have joyful heart to come before the Lord. I don't know what you understand about this strange topic, high definition connection. In my time, high definition is a new word. But in your time, high definition is given, right? Every day we watch different screen or different electronics. But I don't know what you have your feeling for this so-called PowerPoint. Obviously, I just borrow from the online stuff, right? So don't attack me with the evolution. I'm not promoting evolution, but I just don't know how to change the graphics, okay? And you know, that is the so-called the timeline for different ages come together, and you know the progress or the evolution of our high-tech world and also the use of our daily screen time. And the evolution of media is amazing. I don't know whether you understand what is VHS and DVD. For the youngsters, I don't think you know what is VHS. Eh? You are talking about vision, high-tech, or whatever. But you know, those VHS is the big box, right? Yeah. And DVDs, those are the small stuff. But do you know that it actually is just with a compact of time, very short time in a sense, about 20 years, 30 years, but recently even much, much faster, right? With the so-called live streaming. Before pandemic, I don't think most of the Chinese church understand what is live streaming. For the Caucasian churches, those big mega church, they have live streaming. But for Chinese church, wow, it's too challenging and we don't have the equipment and da, da, da. But after the pandemic, we all understand what is live streaming and podcasts and also quite a popular word, so-called online. Do you know there is also offline? Yeah, online, maybe a few people still worship with us online, but you guys are so-called offline. Actually, it's the in-person, right? So, strange terms called O and O church, offline and online church. Those are the product after the pandemic. And even much stronger or much influencing is the self-media. You all understand it, especially with the youngsters, right? Self-media. That means everyone can be a YouTuber. Everyone can take something and post it. With the compact or very intense development, you know, for a senior like me, wow, I'm kind of trying to catching what are the new thing and how to use it. But for the young people or younger generation or the generation to come, we have to face a new challenge. How to define church? How to do our church? High definition in the olden time, especially in my young age with the TV, you know, with the antenna, just like a fishbone, right? Those are low definition and you have to turn it and then hopefully you watch more clearly. But now, how can our definition not high enough or 4K or whatever K, you can name it 8K? Time change. So that means we have to cope with the new modern or postmodern, whatever one you want to call it. How do we define our church community? Obviously, this compact paragraph, I like to put it at one page. Not intentionally ask you to read it because we already read. But for the whole page, you can know how the whole paragraph actually point to the same direction or the theme of this scripture. From this scripture, you can understand high definition connection in a new way with the old concept of so-called the church community. From this paragraph, obviously you can compare at that time but now that is a contrast. Paul always liked to use these words, or not necessarily play words, but at least use this kind of contrast to compare with our past and to the present. And because of at that time we are nothing, we are not connected with God, but because of the salvation, because of Christ, but now we are changing from a far relationship. Now we are closer or near by God because of Christ. Because we are not Jewish, we are not Israelites, we are so-called the Gentiles, but in Christ, it opened up a new way, a new salvation, so that we can come together and create in Himself one new humanity. Please notice, create in Himself, that means in Christ, right? And become a new humanity is a big word. And we understand by grace, by salvation, we are a new creation in Christ. Personally, but also in the book of Ephesians, the most important concept is we are not only saved by grace in Christ individually, but also we come together as a new humanity. It's a very big word. And a new humanity, that means point to the so-called the body of Christ. And the most important thing is before we accept Christ, we don't have peace. We don't have peace with God. And because of Christ, we can have the salvation and we can confess even daily, monthly, in our whole life we are not perfect, but still in Christ, we can confess, and we have a peace with God. But the salvation is not only peace with God individually, but also peace with other as a new humanity. So with God and with people, that is the first so-called high definition connection. Because we can connect ourselves with God, and also we can connect with people. And with this direction, actually the whole Bible verse from 12 to 18 point to verse 19. If you can see it or read it, can you read this important verse for us? Please. Is so famous, a good Bible verse, that we are not foreigners and strangers. In Canada, most of Chinese Canadian, we are the first generation immigrants. We know what is foreigners. Sometimes we will call the Canadian, they are foreigners. But actually, we are foreigners. But because of immigration, now we become Canadian. Yeah. And we are not outsiders. And that is an important verse to describe why we have to come to church. Or church itself is a community, not because of a building, but because of the relationship in Christ with God, and also relationship in Christ with each other. Sometimes we will call the church friends brothers and sisters. We don't have the same last name. We don't come from the same family, but why we call ourselves not Christian friends, but brothers and sisters? Because we are in one big church family. That is the most fundamental concept. We are family. And sometimes in church we have conflicts, or different opinions, sometimes different controversial theology or theological argument, but still, sometimes we have to conclude we are family. In spite of the different perspective, in spite of maybe argumental or big argument, we still have to maintain or retain we are peace with God and we are peace with each other. So that's why for the coming year, we know keep our relationship with God, peace with God, in order to have the strength to keep our peace with people. We need to have devotion. So the church would like to choose a book called Through the Bible Through the Year. I don't know whether you know this book or not, but do you like this book title? Through the Bible Through the Year. If I ask who has read the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, I don't need your hand to be raised. But many Christians just read the Genesis or to Exodus, but they cannot be Exodus, right? Stuck in the Leviticus and whatever, and cannot finish the whole Bible. Now is your chance. If you participate into this devotional so-called campaign, you have a chance. 2024, at least you have a chance to read through the Bible through the year. And this book is written by the famous John Stott. I don't think you need me to introduce who is John Stott if you are a long-time Christian, or maybe you have referred to his great exposition commentary. But at least, maybe some of you don't know who is John Stott. John Stott was graduated in the University of Cambridge at the age of 24 and started his ministry in London. Throughout the whole life of his ministry, he became a famous scholar, pastors, and global leaders around the world. And with his expertise, he is not only a good preacher, but he is a very good writer. He can compact or very precisely to let the Bible speak today. That means very deep theology, but very simple and concise articles or writings. So that's why I choose this book to introduce to Lost Grace Church across different congregations. And John Stott has been commented by Billy Graham as one of the great leaders influenced the 20th and even the 21st century of the global Christianity. So that's why his biblical teaching is very solid. And after 60 years of reading and preaching the Bible, he wrote this book. Can you imagine? You can invite a speaker with 60 years of excellent, world-class exposition, and he wrote this book and tried to help us to finish through the Bible through the year. So it's an excellent devotional book. And it starts with the Genesis, and also start and continue with the Christmas to Pentecost, and also complete by the from Pentecostal to the Parousia. That means from Genesis to Revelation. And each day is just one page of this size. And from January 1st to December 31st. So very precise. I know nowadays people don't like to read long, long articles. But his written material can be very precisely to guide us how to understand from the Genesis to Revelation. So that's why this is a book that you worth to purchase and also read and refer back for your whole Christian life. And it's not just something, just like a dessert type of articles. It is a stick type of articles. Yeah, it's heavily worth to purchase and read and refer back. So, back to the scripture. If we want to keep ourselves peace with other people based on our relationship with God, peace with God, it is the reason why we can come together to continue to build up our church life. A church is not easy to build because of different characters, opinions, and different maybe cultural background. That's why we need to keep ourselves humble before God in order to love each other, to really try to understand what is the member of his household and how to build this church in a time of post-pandemic. I think in Paul's time, he never can understand what is online and offline church. Because in Paul's time, there's nothing about online or offline, right? But in a post-pandemic era, we have to juggle or we have to try to think how to live it out, the verse 19, as the family of God, as a household of God, with the online and offline. Even though we may think, well, the online is just a handful of people, but in terms of the need or whatever reason, online still is a very good vehicle to connect and try to reach out. So how can we actualize, try to build our church with online and offline reality as today? And please excuse me for some Chinese wording on it, but it's the translation of the English. And obviously I borrow from some of the file, right? And that's the reality before the pandemic. Most of the church, they don't have any online ministry, online so-called connection. But because of the pandemic, after 3 years, online, offline is a reality. It's hybrid life we all have to face. And in my home church in Edmonton, well, some senior, they have a big challenges in terms of the so-called online era because they never know how to connect online. But after the pandemic, right now they are the expert. They know how to go online, to have Zoom. They have the fellowship and they have the daily life with the reality, online and offline. It's changing. In some of the Caucasian church or even Chinese church, their online and offline are equal in a sense. The same participants, number of participants. Or will it be one day totally merge? What will be the future of church with online and offline? I'm not intended to open up an argument for this, but that is the reality we have to face. And those are the easy statistics after the pandemic. I don't know whether in LGC English congregation, we still have some Zoom meeting, a Zoom small group. We all become offline. Okay, it is almost offshore, right? We can come back to face-to-face. That's great. But when we go back or review our past 3 or over 3 years, do you agree because of online, offline, those restriction by the pandemic times, people are closer or more distant? We think about, wow, we can connect everyone anytime, right? But actually, are we closer or are we kind of more distancing? And because of the long period of time, do you think some of our brothers and sisters or some of your Christian friends, they are more disrupting because of this changing mode? And even some of the Christian friends, they are disorientating, right? Disorientating. Or do you believe some Christians, they already do not participate in any church life? Dysfunctioning. And finally, disconnecting. That's a reality we have to face by all means and by all different reasons. So that's why it's a challenge and it's a time for us to review how can we so-called back to normal, but there's no the old normal. In terms of the new normal, how can we rebuild our true connection between each other? We don't know what will happen in the future, but not because of future, but it's a time for us to meditate, to review how can we build solid connection among each other in terms of the church life or the body of Christ. So for this paragraph, we back to the verse 19. But when we look at it, the 17 to 18 is a kind of description that we can have peace with God, peace with the other, but we have to keep on to spread the good news in order to, no matter it's far away or very nearby, we have to increase the peace to those who were near. And also, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. That means it's a kind of far and near. The gospel has to be reach out far, but also the gospel has to spread out locally as well. And this is a kind of description. We have friends in Christ, or people come close to us. But we also have to open up our church to newcomers, or even maybe send missionary to the far end. That is the gospel, and that is so-called the connection with each other. Friends and newcomers. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. At the beginning of the pandemic, this is the Bible verse always come up in my heart. It's a testing time, a different form of church life. Shall we still keep our commitment in Christ because of His Word? So that no matter the form, how do it change, but still we are having a solid foundation because of His Word. And with this kind of distancing, disrupting, and so on, truly we have to face a reality. Some church community, they are deconstruct. Do you believe so? Because of the pandemic, some church shrink, some church even deconstruct. In my city, Edmonton, we have about 20 Chinese churches with different congregations. Some are having Chinese and English, some are having just Chinese. After the pandemic, the 20 churches, two of them, they close because of the pandemic. Because of the challenging test, the form of our church, it's a good time for us to reflect how to build up solid connection. With the scripture, the verse 19 is the key of the whole paragraph. And why I choose this book? Because we need to keep our relationship with God. But as well as the devotion is not only a personal thing, can we extend ourselves, try to connect with somebody in your small group, in your church, in order to build a high-definition connection. And I change it to huddle, devotional connection. You are not only reading your Bible, your devotion on your own. That's right. We do it all the time. But can we connect with each other? Let's say you invite another one or another two or three. You can connect each other at a weekly basis. At a daily basis, you read on your own devotions through the Bible, through the year. But in terms of a week, can we connect to each other? In the olden days, we need to call or in person, but now social media and many different type of connection in order to build a more in-depth connection as a soul friend to each other. So that means this campaign is not only you buy a book and read on your own, but you need to form prayer partners. I know something like the walk and talk that we have been in LGC, but for this, it's something different because we use the same book, not only in one congregation, but you can across the other congregation as well. So if you are kind of outgoing enough, you try to connect with other congregation member, you can invite him or her to connect with you so that every week you can have about an hour of phone call or Zoom meetup to share what have you read for the past 7 days. And you can share your perspectives, your questions, or maybe some prayer items. Try to build up our friendship in Christ. No more a stranger. No more just a high and by relationship, but a connection to each other. How to form this kind of pair up or group? Maybe later our EMT can help us or our pastors can help us to connect. And you try this out at least for how about first 3 months. If it doesn't work out, okay. Yeah, you can stop after 3 months. But if it can be worked out, after a whole year of this kind of sharing, hopefully, we have a more close relationship with each other. And also have a good book, good Bible reading that we can connect and share with each other. So this Bible verse, the verse 19, also complete with the verse 20 to 22. And for this Bible verse, the last three verses, I would describe it as congregation and church, especially in a trilingual church like LGC. Yes, we are in Christ. We are one church with three congregations. And only in Christ we can be unified. If in terms of language, culture, or different perspectives, well, we cannot be in unity. In Christ, we can. And how about if we try to do the huddle devotional connection with different congregation or across congregation, will it be an opportunity to cultivate our unity in Christ more concretely, more solidly? So that's why I try to introduce this campaign and let each congregation you pick up and decide how do we do it. And I know we have someone help us to purchase this book. Is it in a good price? In Chinese, I know the price should be $40 per each, and we can just buy it $10 per copy for your first one. When you heard it's $40, now it's on sale for $10, you want to grab one. And in order to be your Christmas gift, you can't. Because we restrict, the first one is $10. The second one, original price, whatever. So it's a good chance for you to read the Bible, peace with God, peace with the people, and try to connect with the online people. Maybe you invite an online participant in LGC in order can build a closer relationship with him or the other congregations, so that we are inviting newcomers as well as old friends in church, try to become a high definition connection, because it's a church with three congregations. And with this campaign, may God help us to be more concrete with steps that we can work together, read together, learn together, and also pray together. Let's pray. Our dear God, we know your scriptures have many different layers of meaning. In its own original text, but as well as in a contextual text that we can work together, how to build our church to really illustrate we are a body of Christ. We are the same household in Christ in LGC. Our Lord, help us in order to understand today's application, so that we can try a new way of church relationship. Not only come and chat, but also come to read and pray together. May your word be with us, so that we can try to understand and apply and make it works for us. We all pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.